Thanks, Chris and Rob. Now back to the news. A gaming marathon has raised money for charity, as has the opening over the Christmas period of the car park of insurance giant Marsh. First, however, there's a story with a difference about Norwich Cathedral.
Norwich Cathedral has a new font, but no one will be getting baptised in this one. Officials there have unveiled a new typeface that it will use on much of its literature and documents aimed at children. The font is based on the handwriting of Reuben Coe, a charity campaigner whose parents live in Helsden. Mr. Coe, who has Down syndrome, moved to Malaga in Spain 3 years ago. From there, he writes a blog about his life abroad. The font was spotted on the blog by James Shelton, marketing manager for Norwich Cathedral. He got in contact with Mr. Coe and asked if the cathedral could use it. Mr. Shelton said, "I noticed that he and his brother had created this lovely font, and I had been meaning to update the literature for children. I thought it would be great if we could use his font. The first example of us using it is the experiment in the cathedral poster, and it looks great. He can feel really proud." Mr. Coe supports the charity WaterAid, which provides safe water supplies in parts of the developing world, and the cathedral has promised to make a donation to the organisation as thanks for use of the font.
Four teenagers who lost their friend to cancer have raised more than £1,000 for charity with a 24-hour PlayStation Gamathon. So far, the boys who went to school with 17-year-old Matthew Long at Taverham High have raised £1,083 for the Teenage Cancer Trust, smashing their £350 target. In November last year, Matthew lost a 9-month battle with a form of non-Hodgkin lymphoma. While in hospital, Matthew was visited by his school friends, and the school even set up Skype calls from his hospital bed. In addition to the Young Gamers project, there will be several other fundraisers in memory of Matthew in the coming months. One of his father's work colleagues is organising a 50-mile bike ride from Norwich to Holt and back again on the 7th of February, and his mother will be running the Muddy Race at the Norfolk Showground in May. Taverham High School has also launched a campaign that is close to reaching four figures in donations. All proceeds will go to the Teenage Cancer Trust.
Volunteer lifesavers have received a boost following a donation from a Norfolk insurance broking firm. Marsh in Norwich opened up its city centre staff car park in the 5 weekends before Christmas and raised more than £18,000 for Norfolk's community first responders. The new Mulbarton CFR group was nominated by a member of staff to benefit from the annual charity car park scheme. However, the money will go into a pot of money for all Norfolk CFRs after a grand total of £18,476.61 was raised. Community first responders are trained by the East of England Ambulance Service, NHS Trust, EEAST, to perform basic life support and attend 999 calls such as cardiac arrests, diabetes emergencies, and people who are choking, having a seizure, or suffering from breathing problems and chest pain. Steve Hammond, EEAST Community Partnership Training Officer, said the money would go towards buying new life-saving kit. Alan Cross, chairman of Marsh Norwich Sports and Social Club, added, "2015 was a special year for us, as it was our 25th anniversary of running the charity car park. Since we opened our barriers for the first time in 1991, we've given local charities more than £250,000.
A 4-year-old has experienced the taste of victory after designing the winning entry of a burger competition. The competition, which ran throughout December, was organised by Yellow's American Bar and Grill, which is based in Carrow Road, home of Norwich City Football Club. Children were asked to submit an idea for a new burger to be placed on the menu at the restaurant throughout January and February. The winning burger, chosen by Tony Carver, head chef of the restaurant, was designed by 4-year-old Harper Brooks, who submitted a burger topped with pepperoni, Cumberland sausage and cheese with chilies and pickles on the side. Harper said, "I chose the pickles because Mummy likes them, the chilies because Daddy likes them, and the rest because I like them." The four-year-old, who is a big Norwich City fan and has a teddy bear named after playmaker Wes Houlihan, added, "I love cooking and would like to make the burger myself at home too. It's really yummy."
A city primary school has celebrated its improved Ofsted rating with cakes, dancing and fancy dress, as it thanked pupils for their outstanding behaviour. Ofsted's report, published on January the 7th, ranked Lakenham Primary School on City Road, Norwich, good, overall following an inspection in December. This followed three satisfactory, or requires improvement, verdicts since 2009. The school celebrated in style with a four-piece cake spelling the word good, a disco, and a remake of Pharrell Williams' music video featuring teachers in wigs.
In our last feature, we hear that Cromer Chalk Shoal Beds is one of the 23 sites designated as marine conservation zones. Hayley Johnston's article tells us more and is read by Christine Gillam.